Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, February 14th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Bible translators find partnerships the best way to send aid to tsunami survivors. Radios are being delivered to areas hardest hit by the wave, and a dedication reminds believers of the Great Commission's urgency. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping today's news, as many relief groups rushed aid to the tsunami victims, Wycliffe Bible translators found that partnering with other groups was the most valuable way for them to help. They linked with national partners in Indonesia to serve tsunami victims. Bob Creason is with Wycliffe.
After we began to realize how widespread the devastation was and the breadth of the tragedy, we began to look around for ways in which we could be helpful in terms of relief work. Wycliffe doesn't do relief work, but we just felt like we needed to extend some compassion to those that were a part of that devastation.
Wycliffe is channeling funds to their Indonesian partner, Karti Daya, who is giving aid to relief group Friends of Aceh. Through those partnerships, the gospel is going forth, Creason says.
We just need to be praying that God will use what is, in human terms, a tragedy and bring honor and glory to himself. And my prayer is that through some of these relief efforts that in some way the doors will be open to the gospel message in that part of the world.
Meanwhile, 10,000 wind-up radios are on their way to the hard-hit tsunami areas of Indonesia. President of Far East Broadcasting Company Greg Harris says not all those radios have yet been paid for.
Out of the 10,000, I would say we have about 6,000 of the radios paid for right now. So we're a good way toward the goal, but there's still quite a ways left to go.
$30 can place a radio in someone's hands. Harris says your $30 gift allows more than one person to hear Christian programming.
People overseas listen to radio in groups, and we generally pre-qualify the people that get these radios. We don't simply walk down the street and hand out a free radio. We try to give them to people that are really interested in hearing our programming and who need them, and also who are willing to share that with other people.
Prayer is needed for Indonesian believers distributing the radios, as this part of the world is antagonistic to Christians. You're listening to Mission Network News. Guyana has suffered its worst disaster, and the world has hardly heard. Weeks of rain have affected 300,000 people, nearly half the country's population. Widespread flooding is producing waterborne diseases. Raymond Williams is with a religious media agency in Australia, and he reports that churches in the area have responded with food distribution, but supplies are running out. Prayer is needed. We turn next to India. Ramabai Mukti Mission's David Scott says, with all the growth the ministry has seen, they've had to plan ahead. As a result, they've just launched a new group aimed at leadership training. It's a meeting of the minds, hence the name.
We started what we called a G8 group. It happened to be eight people. This is actually the second year, but we raised it up another level of training in the sense of preparing leadership for ministry in India.
The group shares like vision to help needy children, educate them, and teach them about the hope of Christ. Scott says what's exciting is that it's people in their 20s and 30s who are taking ownership of the future work.
We're actually using the book, A Purpose-Driven Life, and doing the entire verse of the scripture for the memory and going through training on character development, ministry development, and how they can begin to be prepared for future leadership there at Mukti.
And 54 new International Mission Board workers were recently commissioned to service. The group was reminded of the urgency of the Great Commission in light of the hundreds of thousands of lives lost in the tsunami disaster in Asia. Even with the new group entering the field, the IMB counts one missionary for every 1.2 million people around the world. With the help of their partners, the IMB hopes to enlist and train nearly 3,000 more mission workers by the end of this year. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution from Strategic World Impact at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.